Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We're so grateful that we are here once again, here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ himself. So God has allowed us to see this last Monday of the year, the last Monday of this particular decade, and we're going into another decade as of Wednesday. So we're grateful that God has just blessed us on this 30th day of December 2019. We're grateful for each and every person who has joined us already, and we'll be glad others will join us later today. So as we have come together, I pray that everyone has had a wonderful time with their families and just enjoying yourselves as you complete this year, as you praise the Lord. We're looking to give him the highest praise, and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, how awesome is our God in all the earth. He reigns in victory. There is nothing better than knowing him, and I am so thankful for each and every one who just gives God praise. I can't see what you're doing, but God can, and I'm glad that you are taking on the word of God and doing what God says as we continue to praise him. And on yesterday when we were in church, the scripture that was read was 2 Chronicles chapter 20. That's the text, and I said that's the third time in the last few weeks that particular scripture was used when I was in a church setting or in a place of teaching, and it just is a reminder to me that God is speaking the praises to us. We need to do the praising. We need to not get afraid. We need to continue to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, because in all our ways we must acknowledge him, and he directs our path. So I am so grateful for the Lord and him showing us what we need to do as we praise him. As I sent out the scripture for the week, that we must, praise him, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Psalms 100 verses 1-5. It's a beautiful scripture. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah to the Lord our God. I am just so grateful that we understand that we must praise him. We must give him honor and glory on a consistent basis, not just when it feels good or not just when it seems that he's done something. God is doing something every day, all day long. And we want to keep that in mind as we go forward into the next decade, as we go forward into the next year. God is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. And I tell you, this is just a beautiful time to be alive and to worship the Lord. Worship the Lord with all that's within us and bless his holy and righteous name. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I think what we should do today is to start off with some prayers. Let's see who's available this morning to do some praying. We want to pray our way through. You know, sometimes you just have to pray. You have to praise and just give him honor and glory. So we're going to, I believe Apostle Horsley is there. Our Sister Chris is there, our Sister Kenesha, our Sister Marie. We're going to see which of you will be able to pray this morning. Just go ahead and just give your name and then say whether you're listening or if you're able to pray this morning. Amen.
Apostle C, okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
Praise God.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Okay.
Good morning, this is Alice Moon.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Asmarie.
All right. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, let's just start with right now. Let's ask Apostle Horsley to pray, then
Amen.
Alice Marie, and then we will have our sister Chris. Can we pray in that order this morning? And those who are not praying, if you could mute your phone, there's a mute button on your phone. If you could do that so that we won't hear the background noises, that would be so wonderful. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. We worship you. I forget I was off yesterday. Well, thank you, Jesus. God, we just praise you. Didn't talk a word yesterday. So we worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come to this prayer deliverance ministry this morning, O Lord God, by your will, O Lord God. This is the day that you have made, Lord, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And it's recorded in the Psalm of David. Father, we thank you on this last Monday, O Lord God, to be here, O Lord God, to close out of this year, O Lord God, going into the 2020, Lord God, a new decade, O Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. You're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. So we come to thank you, God. We come to worship you. We come to praise you, Lord God. Thank you for an opportunity, O Lord God, to come to bless your name, O Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you touch each and every one, O Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for families, God. We pray for families, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Families that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God. Lord God, it was some plane accidents, O Lord God, and Lord God, murder going on this weekend, O Lord God, untimely deaths, O Lord God. And we pray for those families that are going through this time of bereavement, O Lord God, and shock, O Lord God. God, we pray against terrorism, O Lord God, and the effects of it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We come to give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise we were to deserve in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realizing and knowing, God, that you always work for our highest good, O Lord God. So we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for moving by your spirit, O Lord God. We thank you for moving by your power in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. For God spoke once and twice have I heard this. That power belongeth unto God. So, Lord God, we thank you. We praise you for all that you're doing today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You have kept all year long, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the souls that came out to the church, O Lord God, and that the TGIF service is going on Friday night, O Lord God, and fellowship is going on in the community, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for moving by your spirit, by your power, Lord God. Thank you for the wife, the children, the grandchildren, Lord God. Thank you for everyone that comes to the broadcast, O Lord God, that all is safe and well, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, could have been cut off, O Lord God, somewhere sleeping in the grave, O Lord God, waiting, O Lord God, for resurrection morning, O Lord God. But you seem fit, Lord, to keep us on this battlefield, Lord God. We thank you for the prayer deliverance ministry, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the testimonies that we hear, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the willingness, Lord God, for the people to get up, Lord God, to make the broadcast possible here in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for all the things that go on behind the scene in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you bless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Looking to go forward, Lord God, to another area of broadcasting, Lord God, where we be broadcasting as well here, and for the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And the upcoming days, O Lord God, in this new year, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would set the vision for 2020 on our minds, O Lord God, that we would come, O Lord God, as my prayer closer together as a body of Christ and churches working together, Lord God, to stamp out the evil, O Lord God. Lord Lord God, the Kadioshi God, it was attack on the synagogue, Lord God, in New York, Lord God, in various places, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, the uprising of evil is everywhere, Lord God, and the murders on the rise, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you work something out, oh Lord God, that the church will come together and unite, oh Lord God, in prayer and praise, oh Lord God, that there will be deliverance, oh Lord God, a great deliverance, oh Lord God, even on the few hours that is left in this year, Lord God, and to 2020, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask, oh Lord God, that you put a stop to it, oh Lord God. Lord God, that some control be able to be done, oh God, and murders going on, and the drive-by shooting, and the everything as it is, oh Lord God, nothing could be done about it, oh Lord God. But you are the Almighty God, oh Lord God. We understand, oh Lord God, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, oh Lord God, and they that dwell therein, oh Lord God. Lord God, we know that you place each member in the body, oh Lord God, as it please you, oh Lord God. Lord God, let this body, the church body, those that name the name of Christ, those that are born again, come together, Lord God. We're not talking about members out of the churches, oh Lord God, but the hearts united, oh Lord God, a focus, oh Lord God, against the sin, oh Lord God, that there be a nationwide prayer going on, not just any one day, oh Lord God, but throughout the year and the rest of our lives, oh Lord God, that some time of peace, oh Lord God, will come. Lord God, children, young and remnant, Lord God, 14, 15, 13, 5, oh Lord God, just dying, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and senseless killing going on, oh Lord God, drive out that spirit of murder, Lord God, is my prayer in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you even bless you, Lord God. Bless the wife, oh Lord God, families, marriages, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, bless the Kennedy family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Minister Jamila, Ben, oh Lord God, that our recovery is still going on, that it be speedily, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Each and every one that names the name of Christ, oh Lord God, who have a prayer request, oh Lord God, that you would answer, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Answer by fire, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, financial blessings, oh Lord God. Lord God, looking for the safe return home, oh Lord God, to those that have went out, oh Lord God, even Minister Janice, oh Lord God, I believe she went abroad, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you provide traveling mercy, oh Lord God, and one more holiday coming up, oh Lord God, the New Year's celebration, oh Lord God, that you would look on your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those, oh Lord God, that are homeless, oh Lord God, those that are in climate weather, Lord God, as this frigid winter weather comes, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, that you may begin to draw more souls onto you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they may cry out, oh Lord God, what must I do to be saved, oh Lord God, and walk in, oh Lord God. We ask that you sanctify, oh Lord God, and that you bless, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you may keep us here, Lord God, in the prayer of the limits ministry, oh God, on the one accord, oh Lord God, as we go forth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That you bless, oh Lord God. Lord God, we call Sister Mitchell name out, oh Lord God, and our family, oh Lord God. God, that you bless in a special way, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move it by your spirit, God, and that you move it by your power. So we thank you and we praise you, oh Lord God, on this Monday, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, on this 30th day of December, oh Lord God. Lord God, it seemed like we wasn't going to get here, Lord God, but we have arrived here, oh Lord God, by the will of God, oh Lord God. We thank you for your presence, oh Lord God. We thank you for your keeping. We thank you for healing the body. We thank you for touching right now, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Bless Minister Scholastica, Lord God, and our family, Lord God. All the children of ours, oh Lord God, grandchildren that are in school, God, that you bless and protect, that you put a hedge about them in the name of Jesus, God, that you move them by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're here, Lord God, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you bless you, that you protect the people, oh Lord God. Lord God, with jobs are needed, oh Lord God, and contracts are needed, oh Lord God. We ask that you touch the body, oh Lord God, that you touch this sore throat, God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. May the words of my mouth, O Lord God, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, O Lord God. For God, we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hey, go shan no lo ko ya si de de ke ya sando. Hallelujah, Baba Kadi ya si de de ke over ya sando la kaya. Hallelujah, de ke over ya si no bo ko ya sando lo ko ya si. Hallelujah, Doto Bakaria Sanda Nakia, see God. Yes, God, for the people that are abroad, O Lord God, wherever the broadcast is reaching, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, over in other continents, God, over in Zimbabwe, Lord God, Minister Manasseh, Lord God, his family, O Lord God, moved by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you would touch Brother Teacher Dean, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as he's on his missionary journey, all that on journeys, O Lord God. Lord God, even at the airport, O Lord God, people need to get back home and back to work, O Lord God. We pray that you touch, O Lord God, with us in climate weather, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Sister Alice Marie, are you still there?
Okay, yes, I was on mute. Sorry. Good morning, Heavenly Father. We come to you, Lord, just humbly be praying, Lord, and giving you praise and glory, honor for who you are, Lord. Just praising you, Lord, for just being God of our life, Lord, for our life, Lord. Oh, just praising you, Lord, for your protection, Lord, as we go through each day throughout the year, Lord, for your guidance, Lord, for you providing for us, Lord, for your help, Lord, for your love, your patience, Lord, for your understanding, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Lord, and we just thank you. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. We just thank you for making ways out of no way, open doors where doors have been shut. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for answering prayers, Lord, all over this world that been praying, that we prayed for throughout this hour of prayer each day. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for letting your will be done in our life, Lord. Hallelujah, Father, for you know everything. For you know everything that we need before we even ask. And there are times when you do that for us without even asking, Lord, because you know everything, Lord. Lord, we just pray for Pastor Darlene, Lord. We lift her up, Lord, for her getting up every morning, Lord, for her opening and starting this prayer line, Lord, that helps us to see the glory of your word and want more of you, Lord, and walking in your word, Lord, and reaching out to others, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for narratives that's out there, Lord. You know who the peoples are. We don't know everybody. We're praying for the narratives all over the world, Lord. Especially those that are crying out to you right now, Lord. Oh, yes, for their marriage to be saved, Lord. Only you can mend marriages, Lord. You can even stop the water from flowing, Lord. We ask that your will be done in these marriages, Lord, the relationships, Lord, the homelessness, Lord. Oh, Lord, the ones that are out there that's crying out to you, Lord, to be set from drug addiction, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray for those that don't know you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. After you put somebody in their path so they can be. That they can hear the will of your word, Lord. Pray for those that know you, Lord, that they're backslid, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for families, Lord, that got confusion within their family, Lord. We pray for healing to be manifested in those that we're afraid for, that it haven't been their time yet, that you continue building their faith, Lord, that know that they're. That they make in line for a miracle, Lord. The miracle have already been done, but they haven't seen it yet, Lord. We ask that they be manifest, Lord. Burst into the miracle. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for the churches that that's trying to build discipleship, Lord. They're trying to bring people in that know you, that waiting to get their life right before they go to church, which don't work, Lord. So as we church those that don't understand that you accept them as who they are, Lord, that they may come into somebody's church, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask prayer for finance, for prayer, faith, and deliverance, Lord, to increase abundantly, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Back to finances for the prayer line, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. We pray for all those that have children that's disobedient, Lord, that have a problem with them in school, Lord. Oh, yes, we ask them that you just move in their lives, Lord, that they change, be the type of person that you want them to be, that your will be done in their lives, Lord. We're praying for those babies and adults and kids that are being molested, Heavenly Father, expose them, Lord, that they can be stopped, Lord. Those children are crying out to you, Lord. They're crying out. Some of them parents go along with that, Lord. Lord, expose them parents, Lord, to allow this to happen to their kids, Lord. And those that don't know that is going on with their child, Lord, take them, open their eyes, give them a sign that they can see what's going on and they can protect their spiritual Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord. Do your will, Lord, that your will be done. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the ones that still suffering, Lord, for one reason or another. Depression, Lord. Mental illness, Lord. Those that imagine things are going on is not going on, Lord. For those that can't walk because their mind telling them they can't walk. Satan is holding them back and they're believing what people are saying about them, Lord. Lord, stop people speaking things over their family member lives, Lord, so they can see their miracle, Lord, so they can receive their blessing, Lord, so they can receive their miracle. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the kids' ability to learn in school, Lord. Some of them do have learning disabilities, Lord. Lord, touch them, Lord, that they can have patience to understand, to listen to their teacher and pay attention, Lord, that they may learn, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that got dreams, Lord, put people in their path to help them with their walk and their dream, what they want to be when they finish school, go to college, and whatever their hearts desire, Lord. Lord, and that they know that you are the truth and the way and the light is the only way is through you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just praise you right now, Lord, for the things you've been asked for. Oh, yes, Lord, the song that they've been answered. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Father. Father, we just pray right now, Lord. Praising you for the love that you've shown. Oh, yes, for your everlasting life, everlasting love, Lord. And praying for those that have forgiven friends, family members, that they ran across strangers and had ins and out, that haven't forgiven them and still holding that hurt in, praying that they release it, Lord. Know that if you forgive, and the only way that they can be forgiven is to forgive others, Lord. Only way they're going to see what you got for them is to have a forgiving heart. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we just ask you to cover each and every one of us, Lord, throughout this year and throughout next year. That includes the ones that are not on the prayer line, that want to be on the prayer line, those that overslept, and even those that you want to get on today, and their family, and you know, pour over to their friends, Heavenly Father. But you are a blessing, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Say hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask that you touch and minister all over the world, Lord. That you give the words that need to be said, your words that need to be said, to help somebody in their walk, Lord, continue helping people to grow, Lord, to help people stay into the word, Lord. Because, Lord, you know, we got people out there that refuse to go to church because of bad experience with their church, Lord. We ask them that you touch their heart, Lord, open their mind, their heart, be willing to step back in the church, Lord, and let them step in a church where your word is being speak from the Bible, strictly from the Bible, your word, Lord, that they can see that they need you, Lord, and that they can die for the cause of you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Because if it wasn't for you, there would be no us. We just praise you, Lord, for being head of our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We just ask that you continue magnify in our life more of you, Lord, that we follow, that we continue following you, Lord, and hungering for your word, Lord, thirsting for your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Let our people look at us, let your light shine through us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That they may want what we got, Lord, because you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. Oh, your word is true, Lord, and you is the word. And we just thank you, Lord, for being a part of our life, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Just thank you, Father, for your son dying on the cross for our sins, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Oh, yes, Lord. Father God, Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, our glory, Lord. You are our strength, Lord. You are our love and joy. And we just want to thank you, Heavenly Father, this day. And connect every prayer that being prayed all over this world to this prayer, Father, who are in heaven. I be thy name. And we just want to thank you. And we lift you up this morning for who you are. And we just want to say we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, Lord, and have your way in our life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Is Sister Chris still there? Thank you, Apostle Horsley and Sister Marie, for praying this morning. Anybody else out there who has not given your name, you're welcome to give your name and let us know if you're not able to pray. Just say listening and we'll know not to call on you this morning. Amen.
Yvonne Lester, I'm listening.
Amen. Good morning. Good to hear you.
Good morning, Sister.
Good morning, Janet.
Listen.
Evangelist Janice, listen to your voice. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Jenny. Listen to your voice.
Okay. Good to hear your voice. God bless you. Thanks for being here, all. Amen. Anyone else?
Anyone else?
Okay, well, we're grateful for everyone who's joined us, whether you're listening silently or if you've given your name. We do appreciate you being here. And just to remind everyone, tomorrow we will be blessing the olive oil. So if you bring your olive oil to the line, we will pray over it so that we'll have some for the coming year. Also, reminding everyone that we are going into a new year. Actually, we're going into a new decade. And we're grateful that the Lord has brought us here for such a time as this. And as we go into this next decade, we want to do some do some different things, and one of the things we want to do is to do the live radio program, which will be aired in the Jacksonville, Florida area. So we are still looking for some commitments, and I know I need to send some information to one of our sisters here concerning the bank account. So, I mean, you can send by Cash App, you can do a direct deposit into the bank account, or you can send a cash check or, well, not cash through the mail, but money order or something like that through the mail, Western Union. I don't like to use those types of services because you have to pay extra money to send the money. But, you know, if that's the only way that you can do it, that's fine. So we do appreciate everyone who has made a commitment, and those who have not, we really, really would appreciate if you would let us know, if you would commit to whatever it is that you can commit to for a monthly donation, monthly offering to the line, so we'll know what to do as far as doing the live broadcast. That is something that we're looking forward to. And I just want to thank God for His Word. His Word is so very rich. It is beautiful. And as I was sharing earlier on in the hour, the message yesterday was from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, talking about Jehoshaphat and how he used the singers, the praisers, to go before the army, and God let his enemies fight one another. They killed each other, and Jehoshaphat and his army did not have to fight anybody. And so this is just a reminder that we have to praise the Lord before the battle, before we go into battle. You know, many times we're, you know, when I get up in the morning, I get my dance on, I praise the Lord, I worship the Lord before I get to the prayer line. I usually do that. And so I'm just encouraging everyone to pick up what God is putting out there, what is being spoken, so that we can see some very different things happening in our lives. We want to continue to see the atmosphere shift. We want to see God moving things into a place for us. We're believing Him to bring the healing, for the deliverance, for our finances. Many people have issues that we're dealing with, and one other thing I would like to put out there, and I say this every now and then, that we need to write down our goals. What is it that you're believing God to do in your life? Do you need a financial miracle? How about you write it down and begin to pray over that and rejoice that God has already done it? If you take some time and praise the Lord, I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, this is such a beautiful thing to know, that God is working on your behalf, and He is pleased with our praises. When we praise Him, when we lift our voices to the King, He is just so glad about that, because we're honoring Him through the praise and through the worship and through just telling Him that we are grateful and thankful, because we know in the Word it tells us to be careful for nothing but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make our request known to Him. So He wants us to thank Him for what He is doing. And so this morning we will continue to praise God. You know, lifting our voices to the King is so key in seeing change come in our lives. And in fact, how about we come together right now and lift our voices to the King? Let's lift our voices and give Him praise. No petitions at this time. Let's just praise Him and thank Him, because He's been so very good this year. He's been so awesome this year. He's done some miraculous things this year. People have been had operations that God has gone through, and there's just so much. Let us praise Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless Your name, God. We glorify Your name, God.
We bless Your name. We glorify Your
great
name. We just bless Your name this morning, God. We praise You. We worship You. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, thank You for Jesus. Thank You for bringing Him into this world. The Master, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. We just want to tell You thank You this morning. Morning. We want to say thank You, thank You, thank You, as we praise Your name, as we lift You up, because You are faithful and You are just. Morning by morning, the fresh morning dew that You are pouring out from Your mercy, and we thank You that You are anointing us this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.
You're wonderful, You are, God. You're beautiful, God. You're perfect, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank You, Father. You
thank You that Your will
will be done in every life in the name of Jesus. We praise you right now. We offer our praises to your holy name.
Thank you, Lord, for our families receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior, as King, oh God. Thank you for the spirit of salvation, God, that is being loosed from the land, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God,
thank you right now. We praise you right now. Thank you. We just praise your holy name, God. Thank you for your power and your might, for your mercy, which is new, for your grace, for your saving grace, for your pulling down of strongholds, for your blessings right now, Lord God, for your miracle-working power, for favor, for uncommon favor, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your promises. We will praise your name. We will lift your name up. We will say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We will open up our mouth early in the morning to say welcome, Holy Spirit, and just have your way, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your restoration right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for all.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you for miracles right now. In the name of Jesus. Your blessing right now, Lord God. Saving souls right now. Covering our family members and our children, Lord God, all over this world. In the name of Jesus. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the Master, the Savior of this world. We thank you. You are the Master of this universe. We thank you for our Father. We thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus.
Thank you for being all that we are.
Thank you for blessing. Thank you for financial breakthrough. Thank you for healing right now. Thank you right now, Lord God, that you bind up the works of the enemy. Thank you right now that you loose every chain, every shackle right now. You set the captive free. Thank you for freedom this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. To praise your name. We have to praise you. We have to open up our mouth to praise you. We have to dance before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we thank you for that this morning. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for a hedge of protection in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for being.
Thank you that angels are in camp. Hallelujah. Thank you for promotion right now, Lord God. We just thank you right now. Thank you for your moving right now, mighty and powerful. Thank you, Father, for the safe traveling grace and mercy. Thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you for healing right now. Thank you for saving souls right now in the name of Jesus. We just praise your name for that this morning.
Thank you for being our provider, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for providing for us the food, the clothes, and the shelter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for providing us with a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you for filling our heart with the love and the peace and the joy. We just thank you this morning. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your might. Thank you for your strength this morning. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the joy. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your will is being done right now. I have your protection right now, God. Hallelujah. Draw our unsaved loved ones to you. Keep us covered too, Lord God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we need your help. We're calling upon your name today to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, Lord God, that we will be the salt of this earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will be the way, the truth, and the life. And we just thank you right now. We praise you right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord, I hear it right now, Lord God.
My God, thank you for
your miracle working power right now, Lord God. You're manifesting yourself right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, as we come before you, praising your holy name. And we're praying right now, Lord God.
We're praying for restoration right now. We're praying for miracles right now. We're thanking you right now, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. You are a perfect Father, and we thank you for that right now. Your will is going to be done in everybody's life. Mm. Thank you, Lord God, that we will be the salt of this earth, and we thank you for that this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Almighty, all powerful, right now in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, not with selfish prayer or request, Lord God, but as you loose your Holy Spirit upon every flesh. You said that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon all flesh. Thank you this morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for the fresh morning dew.
Yes,
oh, thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord,
morning, Lord God. Thank you for that anointing right now that will destroy every yoke. I thank you right now, Lord God, for the healing power to flow through the hearts and the minds of the people that need the healing right now. No matter if sickness or disease should be in anybody. In the name of Jesus, you bore every sin. You bore every
family
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you resurrect the dead right now, Lord God. And we thank you for that this morning in the name of Jesus.
In the
lives
of many people,
thank you for
today, God,
giving us
in the name
sin.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, that you will forgive us if we come before you and we thank you for that.
Yes, Lord Jesus, glory to
we
your name, God.
We thank you for his promises right
name,
now.
God.
In the name of Jesus,
name,
we shall
Father.
Bless your name all
oh,
day,
yes,
and your
Lord
praises
Jesus.
Shall continuously be oh, on our lips and in our hearts right now, Lord God, as we meditate,
how
Lord God,
God,
even if we're silent, Lord God,
Holy
and we thank you right now. Our mind will be stayed on you. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are all that we need this morning, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that will pull down every stronghold. You are the one that will, Lord God, promote people,
Lord
God. You are the one that we can call upon. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, all powerful, all knowing, in the name of Jesus.
Glory to your name, God.
Yes, we shall glorify his name today. We shall praise his name forevermore.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise
glorify his name this morning.
My God, my
yes,
God, my
he's
God.
He's worthy of the praise this morning.
Yes, Jesus. Yes. Praise God, praise God. We thank God for these praises right now. And you know, many times I tell you, when you're praising God, if there's something that you need from the Lord, you can believe
yes, God.
That God will take care of that.
He
I'm telling you,
already.
If you just grab a hold of what his word tells us and what he has done for his men and women of old, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all we have to do is just realize that his word is truth, and his word is for us. His word is just powerful. And if we just work that word and live the word and just move in the things of God, we will see some exploits in our lives. We will even do exploits that many people would be just surprised that we are doing because of what God has given us in his word. So we're just grateful this morning for what he's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And I was going to do something else, but right now what I want to do is there's a prayer request. We have Sister Barbara Rose. She lives in the Houston, Texas area. Her sister is very sick, and so I want to pray for Ruthie, her sister Ruthie Baldwin. If anyone else has a prayer request, we can go ahead and do that right now. Hallelujah. Let's take those prayer requests. Amen.
I would like to ask for prayer the pastor and the Smith family on the passing of my dear friend and sister-in-law, Patricia Parker Smith in Valdosta, Georgia. Please keep everybody in prayer that have lost a loved one during this season. She passed away last week. No, this week,
okay.
I'm sorry. Last week,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so the Smith family will be praying for them concerning the loss of a loved one. I also want to put it out there. We want to pray for Charlotte. Charlotte has said something very mean about her sister. She has a spirit of jealousy, and she's already put it into the atmosphere that she could kill her sister. And so we've been praying about families, and this is just a horrible thing that a sister would be so jealous of her. I mean, this is a Cain killed Abel situation, and we don't want that to happen. So we want to pray for Charlotte that she would get her mind straight and have a spirit of peace over her sister. You know, jealousy is horrible, and so we want to pray and bind up the spirit of jealousy and the spirit of murder that may be in her mind. Amen.
Pastor Darlene, also, this is Belinda. Keep my son, Charles Smith, in prayer. I had your protection over him, and that he will be delivered. And I'm just praying for him.
Okay.
Yvonne,
right,
left. I want to pray for my my brother-in-law, Jimmy Lee Lester, his wife, Carolyn Lester. I want to pray for them. Both are sick. And my sister-in-law, Mayran Collins, she in the hospital, and then her husband, Lockett, he in the nursery home rehab.
Okay, so Marianne is in the hospital, and her husband?
Yeah, he in rehab in the nursery home, and then her brother and his wife, that's Callan and Jimmy Lee, they last name left.
Okay.
The left
okay.
In the
Collins
family.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Janice. I'm actually prepping myself. The children had some kind of bug when I went out to Jacksonville to see them for Christmas, and then America came back home with it. And also, I'm going to the doctor today. So just keep me in America in prayer and the children, because all of us
okay.
had some kind of bug. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Elena. I'm requesting prayer for myself.
Okay, somebody, if you would mute your line, you're making noise in the background, and we can be able to hear Sister Linda. Sister Linda needs healing for herself. Is that what you said, Sister?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay, and we want to pray for marriages this morning. We also want to just pray a covering over all families. I mean, it's just so sad, some of the things you hear that's going on in the family. So we want to pray for families, mine, yours, everybody's. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let
Amen.
Us pray. Okay, so let me just call these things off, and then we'll pray all together for all of these requests. So Ruthie Baldwin needs healing. The Smith family had death. There's a jealous spirit and a spirit of murder in Charlotte's mind. We bind that demon up. Sister Belinda wants Charles to be delivered. We also want to pray for Jimmy and Carolyn healing, Marianne and her husband healing. Also, Sister Janice healing in her and Sister America and all of their children. Also praying for Sister Linda for healing, marriages, and families. And anything else you want to pray for as we're praying, just pray and rejoice that God is doing it. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just thank you today.
Dear Father, we come before you.
Thank you, Lord.
Many of
us are thank you for delivering us setting free, God. In the name of Jesus, Marcus,
and we thank you right now, Lord God, that you will give them the people. Thank you for healing for Narica and Jen, Lord God, for Reggie and Ashley and Jennifer right now.
We know, God, today that
you want to need healing, Lord God.
Bring her back, God. Bring her back to whole and in her body, God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God. You said, I am the Lord that healeth you, Lord God. Healing.
Can we thank you right now, Lord God? You're stopping murdering spirits. words right now in the name of Jesus, in the house of peace, in the house of love, the place where people go to worship right now, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. We praise you right now for the healing of the person that was attacked in the name of Jesus. And for the one, Lord God, that was completely violated, Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you for the peace within their family, Lord God, in the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, my God,
thank
my God.
Thank
you, Father. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for once again these prayers. The fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much, and that includes the women of God, too. So we're grateful for every person who's here praying and interceding, standing in the gap and making up the hedge. This is a beautiful time of life to be able to pray for somebody, to pray one for another, that we will be healed and satisfied with good things from our Lord. And so on tomorrow, we will be praying over the olive oil. So bring your olive oil to the line, and we will be praying over that oil. And also next week, we're going to plan a fast starting Wednesday. So we're going to start the year off with a fast for the month. And I will give you more details as far as the scripture that we'll be using. And as you go, as I shared earlier, as you're going into this next year, we're going into a next decade. Well, how about if you just write something down that you're believing God to do for you, that you need God to do? Some of us, I know all of us have something that we need and we want and we desire from the Lord. We're here, we're alive, but there's some special things that are in our hearts. And some of it could be that your family members come to Jesus Christ, that you get a stronger relationship with the Lord. That should be number one on your list of getting a stronger relationship with the Lord and being more spiritually inclined so that you can hear what thus said the Lord, so that you will have that spirit of discernment to know what is happening around you. Even though people may not speak and tell you what is happening in their lives, you meet people and God will just drop something in your spirit so that you will be able to pray and intercede on behalf of that person. We're believing God to protect us as we go through this next year. There are things that will happen. Yes, they will, but the Lord God Almighty is the one who takes us through the trials and the tribulations. But what I want us to do is write something down. What is it that you're believing God to do and plan for that thing? If you're believing God to bless you with a vehicle or bless you with a new home, prepare for that thing. If you're believing for a husband or a wife, prepare for that thing. If you need your marriage mended, prepare for that. If you're separated from your husband or wife, prepare yourself so that when you come back together, you're believing God to bring you back together and there will be bliss and there will be love and there will be joy between the two of you. Whatever it is that you believe God to do, make that declaration. Speak it out into the atmosphere. Begin to rejoice over that thing. If your children need to be saved, and I know many of our children need to be saved, we have family members who need salvation, write it down. Begin to pray over that. Begin to speak life into a dead situation, and you'll see God moving. You will see us going into this next decade with joy and rejoicing. You know, as we rejoice this morning, if you were not here early on, you may not have gotten a chance to rejoice in the Lord and get up out of your bed and begin to dance and shout. When you get up in the morning, just thank the Lord, for he is good and his mercies endure forever. I want to go ahead and read the scripture of the week because this is powerful, a scripture that we're going to use for this week. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. My God, when we praise the Lord, I'm telling you, there's something that is being released into the atmosphere. That's a war cry. Many times you may not even think that you're in war, but you are sending out some things into the atmosphere. You're sending out the word of God into the atmosphere, and you're beginning to come against the wiles and tricks and schemes of the devil, and the devil has to leave you alone. He has to turn and go the other way. And then God will be bringing things into your life that you may not have expected, as I have seen him do this year for me, as I have continue to praise him and dance and shout and just thank the Lord. I'm telling you, God is letting us know that we need to praise him and stop the moping, stop the groping, stop the foolishness that is going on in your mind, if you would just praise him for your healing. You know, many times I believe Sister Yvonne is having some, was having pain with her operation. I think it was her leg that got operated on. But if you would just praise him, if you can't get up out of your seat and dance and shout, you can just shake your body and kick your legs or whatever you can do. But clap your hands. Clapping your hands releases something into the atmosphere. If you can't do anything else, clap your hands and call on the name of Jesus and thank him for all that he's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. And I pray that as we go into this next year, this next decade, that everybody will have a blessed year, a year of testimonies. We're looking for multiplied testimonies coming here on the prayer line. So if you have not committed to the radio station or sending something in to help us with that radio station, please, please contact me today. Let me know something so that we can go ahead and make that decision concerning the radio station, because we need finances in order for us to do the work there live. I mean, we want to do something different. We want to move out of our comfort zone. Many of us are in a comfort zone, and we need to get out of our comfort zone. Even here on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we need to get out of our comfort zone and do something different, because God is with you, and he will be with you even until the ends of the earth. So I love each and every one of you, and I pray that the favor of God and man will be with you everywhere you go. I pray that you will keep your eyes on him, not on your circumstances, and trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of our ways, we shall acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God, and praise him forevermore. Amen, amen. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. And as I say, we will be praying over the olive oil, and we will do what God has called us to do for the year. Amen. I love you all. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961#. Select the pound sign for current session, and if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is
904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.